Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. The lazy days of summer are also the prime season for cobbler. A cobbler, after all, in the words of Nicole Weston on her Baking Bites blog, is just a pie for lazy people. As she explains, it gives you all the character of a pie, but without the hassle. Thus, because they're not intimidating, as Nancy Silverton of the acclaimed La Brea Bakery in Los Angeles notes, cobblers are perfect for apprehensive cooks. Award-winning cookbook author Dory Greenspan agrees. She calls them no matter what desserts. No matter what fruit you use, no matter what topping, no matter what pan, no matter how neat the construction, no matter how messy, they're always delicious. But cobblers were not invented out of either indolence or insecurity. Rather, they're a combination of European tradition and American resourcefulness. Colonial cooks brought their favorite recipes for oven-baked pies with them to this country. But lacking brick ovens, they resorted to cooking them over an open fire by placing a filling in a pot, covering it with dough, and putting on the lid. Though everyone agrees that cobblers are typically American, not everyone agrees on why they're called that. One theory is that the name refers to the cook cobbling or patching together the ingredients for the dish. Another suggests the name is a reference to a cobblestone street, which a finished cobbler allegedly resembles. Though some people make no distinction between a cobbler and, say, a crisp or a crumble, maintaining that they're all variations on a common theme, others argue vigorously over the defining characteristics of such desserts. And the controversy doesn't end there, for as Ritter and Doty point out in their cobbler cookbook, bakers quarrel over the type of dough as well as whether it goes on the top or the bottom of the fruit. There are even disputes about whether a true cobbler is rectangular or round. But everybody agrees that these humble pies have nothing to be modest about.